أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلذلك فادعوا واستقم كما أمر ولا تتبع أهواءهم وقل آمنت بما أنزل الله من كتاب. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that the commands of Allah have been coming along all the time were the same. From Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the first person to be given a shariat, a code of life, and every other Nabi, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, all came with the same message. So further, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, فَلِذَٰلِكَ فَدْعُوا. So to usi taraf bula. So you also, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, give da'wat, call to the same which has been coming all along. Deen, Islam has been one. The shariat, the codes of shariat were different, but the basics of deen have all along been the same, of the oneness of Allah, of the life of akhirat, of obedience to Allah Ta'ala. So, O Nabi, you also don't be hampered by what these people are saying. To that same deen, you call the people as well. وَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ or قَائِمْ رِحْ جَيْسَا كَ فَرْمَا دِيَا هِي تُجْكُ and remain firm and remain straight as you have been commanded. This was one of the most difficult commands that were given to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the command of istiqamah, to be 100% steadfast on deen. This is something very difficult. Human by nature, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a human being. Our tabiat changes from time to time. Sometimes we desire to do a lot of good. Sometimes some temptations also overcome us. Laziness overcomes us. Sicknesses overcome us. In all conditions, to be steadfast is a very difficult thing. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, by the help of Allah, maintained this and proved himself 100% to be steadfast. We cannot just simply understand this, but if we just have to check our namazes, then we'll see how many times we falter. We haven't got steadfastness in namaz. If we have to see with regard to our tilawat of Quran Sharif, any small excuse comes and we miss out our Quran Sharif tilawat. There is no istiqamat almost whatsoever in our lives. So this is a great command also, which we should aspire to. And this command of istiqamat to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not really in his ibadat matters. That was there. But in the da'wat, in the establishing deen, calling people, when around him the mushrikeen were the majority and they were in power and they wanted their ways as well, and then to maintain your way and not give in anything of your way, and to accept and not to accept anything of the mushrikeen, this was something very difficult. Like in our time, for example, our dressing. How many people find it so hard to adopt Islamic dressing? Because non-Muslim dressing is common. All the things which are around us. So therefore, this istiqamat is a very important thing. And to clarify it further, وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ or مَتْجَلْ unki خَائِشُ par, and don't ever walk on their desires. The mushrikeen used to come forward and said that let us make an agreement. You don't speak bad about our idols and we won't speak bad about your Allah. So these, the desires of theirs and these demands of theirs, never give in to them. That were, okay, let us meet halfway. Like today, effort is being made on an international basis that all religions, interfaith meetings, etc., that we all give in a little bit and we accept a little bit from the other religion and we come on one common religion. And this was nothing new. The King Akbar Badshah, he also wanted to make some deen-e-ilahi, some common religion between Hindus, Muslims, fire worshippers and all. So this is a common thing which today, unfortunately, many unwary Muslims are falling prey to also, to take part in this interfaith discussions, which is really compromising deen. That we accept some of your things, you accept some of our things. Allah says clearly, there is no compromise in deen whatsoever.
Deen is one, it's Allah's command, and there is no compromise in it. وَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا أَنزَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْ كِتَاب اور کہ میں یقین لایا ہر کتاب پر جو اتاری اللہ نے. And oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that I have brought iman on every kitab which Allah has revealed. Today we as Muslims also, we believe in the Torah as it was revealed, the original kitab, the Injil. We follow the Quran, but we believe in all the righteous kitabs, as we believe in all the righteous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we believe in the kitabs also, the originals, unadulterated ones, that they were from Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded to say, I believe in that which Allah has revealed, not the demands you are making of me, that I must adulterate my deen, I must compromise my deen, I must meet you halfway. There is no room whatsoever for that. وَأُمِرْتُ لِعَادِلَ بَيْنَكُمْ اور مجھ کو حکم ہے کہ انصاف کرو تمہاری بیچ میں. And further I have been commanded to establish justice amongst you. Not this injustice of doing some, accepting some of our own personal things and giving up the laws of Allah Ta'ala. But total justice which Allah has revealed, I am commanded to establish that amongst you people as well. Allahu Rabbuna wa Rabbukum. And the greatest justice is Allah Rabhi Hamara or Tumhara. Allah is our Rabb, He is your Rabb. He is the one and only, and we all must submit totally to Him. Lana a'malukum wa lakum a'malukum. لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ تمہارا ہم کو ملیں گے ہمارے کام اور تم کو تمہارے کام. And remember, as far as action is concerned, whatever we do, we will be recompensed according to that. Whatever you do, you will get that in return. Every person, according to his amal, will be dealt with by Allah Ta'ala in the Akhirat, in the Qabr, on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah is our Rabb, that is common ground. If you don't want to accept it, then the consequences are with you. We accept Allah as our Lord, as our Rabb, and we follow His commands. لا حجت بيننا وبينكم پھر جگرا نہیں ہم میں اور تم میں. Now we are not going to debate and dispute this matter. There is another very important principle also. Once a person knows he is on the truth, and for that is knowledge, then don't waste time arguing with people. Many of us who on petty things, or whatever occasion in the family, social occasions, we argue with people, and in the meantime we're missing our namazes. We haven't got time for tilawat. We got time for arguments and debates. So Allah says, now the debate time is past. The truth has come. You have realized the truth. Now follow. Now make preparation for Akhirat. Don't waste your time in debating and arguing with people, especially where you see and you know these people are just arguing for the sake of arguing. The minute they see you coming, they're going to pick up an argument now. This is not right. That is why you're doing this. Why you don't do that? Just to waste your time. Don't fall in that trap. Where somebody is sincere and he wants to know, explain to that person. But where he's just doing it for the sake of argument's sake, whether it's in the family, social gatherings, we meet with friends, don't waste your time in such futile and useless arguments. Rather read 10 times Durood Sharif. Read 10 times La ilaha illallah. That will be much, much more beneficial for you. Allahu yajma'u baynana. Allah ikhatta karega hum sabko. Allah is going to gather us all on the day of Qiyamah. Wa ilayhi al-mas'ir. Aur usi ki taraf phir jana hai. And our return is only to Allah Ta'ala. And that is our concern. And we have to prepare for that, for our return to Allah. On the way, like crooks get hold of you, these people who waste your time in debates and arguments are also just like crooks who are stealing a more valuable thing of yours. Your time, your energy, your mental disposition, they upset you, etc. Don't get caught by these things. You rather make more ibadat, make more zikr, turn to Allah Ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ يُحَاجُّونَ فِي اللَّهِ مِن بَعْدَ مُسْتُجِيبَ لَهُ اور جو لوگ جھگڑا ڈالتے ہیں اللہ کی بات میں جب لوگ اس کو مان چکے. And remember those people who are arguing and disputing in the matters of Allah, that is the matters of deen. After that, generally people have accepted deen. Like Islam, came and it was accepted now by the masses. It has spread in the world now. And till today, Islam is the biggest following of followers. The greatest amount Islam has got. The truth has been established in the world from every way, from revelation, from a historical perspective. The present situation, the greatest amount of followers of any religion is that of Islam. So when this truth has been established and people of understanding have accepted religion, over 2 billion Muslims in the world, and they are following the Quran, etc. So when that has become the case, لَهُ حُجَّةٌ دَاحِدَةٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ ان کا جگرہ باطل ہے ان کے رب کے یہاں. All these arguments which they are presenting, they are all useless in front of Allah Ta'ala. They are not going to carry any weight. They are not going to have any value by Allah Ta'ala. So now that they are arguing with us, debating with us, trying to deter us from our deen, don't pay attention to this. And in that is all the attacks on Islam which they make also. Then instead of us making our ibadat, we are marching on the road. We are demonstrating. Islam did not command us to demonstrate and to march, etc. Islam commanded us to get busy in the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَعَلَيْهِمْ غَضَبُوا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ اور ان پر غصہ ہے اور ان کو سخت عذاب ہے. And for them is the anger and wrath of Allah, and Allah's severe punishment will come out to meet them. So the lesson here is that what we have been commanded to do, do that. Don't waste our time in futile arguments and debates, etc. Get engaged in what we have been commanded to do. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله.